Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, then Thursdays and Fridays, it's Encore. Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Eastern Time on Big Willie 105.5, also on the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio, hold on a second. It's the audio path of totality. Thank you. And the force multiplier of truth. If you were been, a lot of people have been asking about this. It's like the biggest story in the valley. I've been banned from Facebook. This happened Monday morning. This is after I posted lots and lots and lots of information about the Epstein files from the Department of Justice. And Facebook does not want you to know about this because Facebook is controlled by the government. Mark Zuckerberg testified to that effect regarding the pandemic. He said he got pressure from the government to ban and shadow ban and throttle all sorts of people like me who were saying that this pandemic is a lie, that this virus thing did not come from a bat in a wet market in China. Fauci's a liar, and the vaccine it's not even a vaccine. The CDC had to change the definition of vaccine because it's not a vaccine. It doesn't prevent you from getting COVID. In fact, some people are making the argument that it increases the likelihood because it damages your immune system and the all the chemistry that goes into all of this stuff. It's just, well, the feds certainly don't want you to know about the Epstein files. I posted, I don't know, 40, 50 different things that was screenshots from Twitter so you could see this, so you could learn. Facebook does not want you to know this. The corporate media does not want you to know this. Brett Baer's 6 o'clock newscast on the Fox News channel, they spent 15 seconds on the Zorro Ranch in New Mexico, another one of the Epstein properties. There are lots of rumors right now regarding that ranch. 15 seconds on that for the Epstein files and all of the depravity that is documented by the federal government, by the Department of Justice. The email messages are worse than you could possibly imagine. Alex Jones, who I thought was a tinfoil hat conspiracy nut, he underplayed the severity of these email messages. What these sick people are into, and I say are, because what makes you think anything has changed? No one's even been charged with a crime, except the woman who procured the little girls for them to be raped the unspeakable things were being done to them. The only person who has been charged and convicted is the woman who was the recruiter, getting all these little girls, the scout, whatever you want to call it, Epstein's girlfriend, Ghislaine Maxwell. But all the billionaire rapists, no one's even charged. It is beyond horrible. So I tried to share this information with you. Facebook does not want you to see it. Certainly the corporate media is all but ignoring it. And yet the information is so newsworthy. It's honestly unbelievable. You need to go to Twitter, and now it's called X. I call it X Twitter, so you know what I'm talking about, to see it. It's all documented there. And when you see that, you realize how the media, the corporate media, our local media, as well as the corporate heritage media, is just in the tank for government and doing everything that it can do to not tell you what you can find out for yourself on Twitter. Because there they've published all the documents, the file numbers, everything. It's worse than you could possibly imagine. I know that's hard to believe. But hold on a second. We got people calling in. Big Willie 105.5, hello.
Yeah. Hey, You know what I don't understand is about this Epstein files.
What?
Is everybody could protest about ICE, protest about BLM, Black Lives Matters. Why not protest about some rich pedophiles?
Exactly. Exactly, exactly. Doing unspeakable things to children. Absolutely. Phone number 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. A lot of people don't realize, a lot of people in MAGA Nation, hardcore supporters of President Trump, they don't realize that the problem is not Attorney General Pam Bondi for not bringing charges. MAGA Nation, listen to what I'm about to say. The problem is Pam Bondi's boss. Pam Bondi's boss is giving a pass to all of these billionaire rapists. Her boss is saying, don't bring any charges, let's move on. Attorney General Pam Bondi's boss is President Donald Trump. Now, MAGA Nation, I know you're part of MAGA Nation. I'm sure you don't want to hear this. It's a lot easier blaming Pam Bondi. But I believe, sadly, that President Trump has made his deal with the devil. And by that I mean, he does not want to bring any charges against them or any charges against the January 6th conspirators in Congress who ended up arresting all of these innocent citizens and throwing them in prisons and making their lives utter hell. Pam Bondi is doing what she is told to do by her boss, President Trump. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, why on earth would President Trump sell out the very people who voted for him? All the people who were so upset about what happened to the January 6th victims. All the people who were thrown in prison unfairly. Yes, he pardoned them or commuted their sentences. Yeah, but no charges. None whatsoever. Against the people who orchestrated this, the politicians, the Democrats, and the establishment Republicans. Now, why would President Trump tell Pam Bondi not to go after these people and not to go after the billionaire rapists? I believe it's as simple as this. President Trump knows he has very little time to make a huge difference in this country. He wants the economy to be the greatest in the history of America. I don't doubt that for one second, and he seems to be well on his way. And President Trump also wants to be known as a peacemaker throughout the world to get that valuable Nobel Prize, in his mind, valuable peace prize. And in order to do these things, he's going to have to make lots and lots of deals with the very people in Congress who destroyed so many lives, the January 6th lives. And in order for him to make all of the different types of deals that he needs to make overseas with the different world leaders and for world peace, he is going to need an awful lot of influence, an awful lot of leverage over these billionaire rapists and other government officials who are all part of this. And it is my belief, and I hope I am wrong, but I don't think I am, that President Trump has made a decision that he will sacrifice going after the billionaire rapists for Epstein Island and sacrifice going after the politicians who orchestrated the January 6th fake insurrection. Because he needs their support for the bigger issues, which is fixing the economy, making it the greatest in the world, in the history of the United States, probably in the history of the world then, and also for getting world peace just about everywhere. I believe in his mind he has made that determination. And the reason he hasn't fired Pam Bondi is because she's bad cop. He's good cop, she's bad cop. But Pam Bondi is not doing anything that does not align with what President Trump wants her to do. And what President Trump wants her to do is not go after all of these people. In other words, MAGA Nation, in these two really important areas, not all areas, but in these two really important areas, these two really important topics, you've been sold out by your president. Because rightly or wrongly, he thinks it's more important to focus all of his energies on the economy and on world peace. I think it's as simple as that. Now, I happen to think that they're not mutually exclusive. I think you can actually have both. You can have justice for the January 6th victims, as well as justice for the rape victims, the little girls on Epstein Island, and still have a booming, wonderful economy, and still have world peace. Apparently, President Trump doesn't feel that way. So the problem isn't Pam Bondi. She's just doing what she's told. She's bad cop. Just thought you should know. Nobody else is telling you this. I might as well tell you this because it's the truth. At least as I see it. Nothing else makes any sense. It absolutely does not make any sense. All right. Now, some of the stuff that I've been posting on Facebook before I was banned, I have as screenshots on my iPhone. I've got my iPhone right here. And I'm going to be reading some of these to you because, again, Facebook does not want you to know what's in the Epstein files, all the specifics. Just like corporate media, including Fox News. Fox News spent more time slobbering over Jesse Jackson and his death than they did over what's in the Epstein files. It was disgusting beyond belief. Look, a man, I'm sorry the man's dead. And yes, he did some good things, no question. But the slobbering coverage of Jesse Jackson, including Fox News, which is just establishment Republicans, that's all they are, was really just disgusting. No mention at all of how Jesse Jackson was a race hustler going to different corporations saying, essentially, you make a deal with me or else I'm going to have lots and lots of picketers out here that, you know, you're racist and all that. No mention of him spitting in the food of white people when he was a waiter, a server at a restaurant, which he talked about freely. And most importantly, no mention about the bloody shirt. When a true American civil rights icon was assassinated, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., that's a real icon. There were a number of people at the Memphis Hotel who were right next to Dr. King. And it was a horrible, horrible scene. Dr. King was shot and was assassinated, probably a CIA guy. Jesse Jackson was not there. But Jesse Jackson, shortly after that, showed up wearing a shirt with blood on it, and I'm paraphrasing here, and was telling everyone that he was there at the balcony when Dr. King was shot and that Dr. King was laying in Jesse Jackson's lap, and that was Dr. King's blood on the bloody shirt that Jesse Jackson was wearing and waving around showing people afterward. It was a lie. The Southern Christian Leadership Conference, really important, influential black leaders called him out. Abernathy and Young and several others. They all knew he was lying. They all knew he was a fraud. And this is like the worst kind of fraud you could possibly perpetrate if you're in the civil rights movement. Well, this is the blood from Dr. King when he was assassinated. On my shirt, it's the bloody shirt. It was a lie. He never apologized for it. Ask real civil rights leaders about that, they'll tell you the same thing. The man was just flat-out fraud. Again, I'm sorry Jesse Jackson is dead. I'm sorry anybody dies. I mean, obviously. But the coverage, my God, you would have thought that if we had a fair and balanced media, including Fox News, which is now just a disgrace, that they would have balanced the coverage is that, oh, by the way, one of the biggest, most horrific, or not horrific, but one of the most biggest disgusting things that this Reverend Jackson did was wave around the bloody shirt saying it was Dr. King's blood and that Dr. King was in his lap and all that. It was all a lie. An outrageous, disgusting, despicable lie. No mention of that in any of the coverage. No matter how much you hate the media, you really don't hate them enough. You really don't. How do you not mention this? This outrageous, disgusting example of who Jesse Jackson really, really was. Waving around the bloody shirt. It was all a lie. The media is more than happy to perpetrate that lie. No mention of that in the coverage of the man's death. Shame on all of them. Okay, we'll get to some of the posts here regarding the Epstein files. That's coming up next. And then Dimitri Graffiti.